Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Thanks for being a part of it. If you've been around for a while, I appreciate your continued support. If you're brand new, or if you've been around for a while and haven't done this yet, before you watch the remainder of this video, I implore you to watch the other video attached to today's training. We attach it every Monday, entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. It gives you all the backstory and critical little pieces of information that you need to really understand all the stuff I'm going to tell you here. Why is there a not for time option each week? What the heck is the wild card option? What are these goal times and which one should I shoot for, and do I have to do the accessory work? All of that stuff is in the other video. It's a bit on the long side, right? But there's a lot of information. You only have to watch it once and you're good to go. So do that and then come on back. Okay, you're in the trust tree. I assume you did that. Here we go. Today's workout is the for time or not option of the week. It's 9 rounds for time or not of 6 ring dips and 3 bar muscle ups. Yeah, you heard me properly. That is a body weight, strength building, skill building day right there. And that nice little asterisk there says, if possible, do the ring dips strict. So today is a challenging day. But just like I think of these days the same way as I would think of a 7x1 deadlift day. Like everyone thinks of those days as, I'm just going to get stronger today, and I'm going to rest between the sets to make sure I can do them, and it's going to be a great day. Same day as today. If this is not a wheelhouse workout, choose the not for time option, and it's just a strength building day for body weight movements, and it's really important. And we have you covered in case, you know, you can't do the workout prescribed. Of course, we have a video showing a strict ring dip and bar muscle-ups, as well as bar muscle-up scaling, so check that out. If you can do this prescribed and you're great at it, Super Fitness Robot time, 7 minutes or less, more likely time in the neighborhood of 13 minutes and 30 seconds, but that could vary wildly because it is quite a challenging movement based upon the athlete's ability. The wild card option at first might seem overscaled, if that's even a word, too easy, but don't fall into that trap. Let me explain. The wild card option, 9 rounds for time or not of 8 ring rows and 6 ring dips. So the ring dips stay the same. Again, strict if possible. The 8 ring rows per round. Depending upon the angle of your body, which again, why I love the ring row, you can make them pretty darn easy that you do this simple 8 unbroken each round and wonder why they're even there. Or you can keep moving your feet and your upper body until your body's at more and more and more of an angle, even to the point where your feet are up on a box or a bench or a chair. They're basically elevated. Your body is now parallel with the ground, and you're doing strict ring rows from that position. And I'm here to tell you, I think those are more challenging than dead hang pull-ups. So you can get in a tremendous body weight day today with a set of rings. Scaled option, 9 rounds for time or not, 6 bar dips, box dips, or bench dips. Those, you know, those can have your feet on the ground for assist. And then 3 ring rows. And everything that I just said previously about ring rows applies. Make them challenging today, because you're replacing what would be bar muscle-ups. So make them challenging. Push yourself. We've got videos showing the bar dip, dips off a box or a bench, muscle-up scaling, ring rows, the whole 9 yards. Limited equipment crew, I'm assuming that their bar doesn't allow them to go high in the garage and do a bar muscle-up. If it does, great, workout of the day. But for a different option, 9 rounds for time or not, 7 chest-to-bar pull-ups, and 6 ring dips. And again, ring dips strict if possible. We have a video showing the pull-ups. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot time, 5 minutes, 45 seconds or less. More likely, in the neighborhood of 11:30, but again, that could vary. No equipment workout. Not for time, unless you want it to be. 100 burpees. Accessory work, optional as always. 50 to 100 GHD sit-ups in as few sets as possible. And then some pull-up work. Pull-ups, strict. Palms facing you, supinated grip. You could do ring rows if need be. 3 to 4 sets, 8 to 12 reps, breaking up the sets as needed. And of course, as I said before, the accessory work is always optional. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the chest and pecs, hands behind, and the pec stretch laying on your side. Both of those are accompanied by a video. And we end the day's training in the same text and phrases that ends every day's training. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday.